This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Jeez. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. You dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today, being in the broadcast classroom. You know, I was listening to some people call their radio broadcast a show. I don't consider USA Prepares a show. I consider it a broadcast classroom. A show is something to me that you go and attend, and when you're all done, you've got nothing left. I mean, you spent your money or you spent your time, and you can say, well, that was really something. I don't remember what happened, but that was really something, I guess, maybe, possibly. And that's not our intention. Our intention is to teach, and we are a broadcast classroom. With us today at the engineering controls, Jason. Thank you, Jason. John Reagan's with us in Texas. Welcome, John Reagan, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning. Hey, thanks for spending your time with us and being in class. You're non-reproducible, and time you will never get back. Thank you for spending that with us in class today teaching.
Well, I wish there were better news, but this is going to be probably one of the most wide-reaching shows that I have ever done.
You mean broadcast classrooms?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, I put together a resource page for today at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Most of what we're going to be talking about is what we didn't get to last time on February 19th. I do want to quickly cover, see if we can get this done in this first segment here, why I put the links on the March 5th resources page. Starts out, I have a link I call Success at Baltimore Schools, and I call it success because, we've talked about the 10 planks of turning a Western nation into a communist country. This is contained in the Communist Manifesto, which was published the first half of the 1800s. And plank number 10 is free public schools. And I think this says, how successful that plank has been. There is a guy that was in the supposed graduating class of 120 students. He ranked number 62, and he managed that with a GPA of 0.13. I don't know if he should have worked harder to get a perfect zero, or if he just should have applied himself a little bit more, get like a 0.15, and maybe he could have graduated or ranked in the top half of his class. And this is out of Baltimore. It's one of the heavily controlled states. So I don't know what else you can say about this. It's just so horrific.
Okay, John, let's put this in perspective. So if you were to have a letter grade A, B, C, D, A would be like 4 or 3.5 to 4, roughly speaking, in many institutions. B would be somewhere around a 3. C would be like 2.5. D would be a 1. This is roughly 10% of a D. Is that what we're talking about?
That is what we are talking about.
Yeah. I witnessed something I couldn't, I really don't even want to talk about it. But I witnessed a person getting really sick in a clinic situation, a hospital clinic situation, and nobody knew what to do. They couldn't find the crash cart. That person was absolutely out, unconscious. I'm not sure if it was the death rattle, maybe a 25-year-old gal, kind of like a kind of a sound coming out every minute or so. And there were about 13 or 14 people around, nurses, etc., and they couldn't find the crash cart. They got the wrong crash cart. Then they couldn't find the EpiPen. They couldn't find the glucometer, glucose meter. They couldn't find the paddles for, you know, the to bring back life with, you know, the shock therapy, you know, to the chest. With 13 or 14 people, they really didn't know what to do. And one person said, well, the crash cart's on the other floor, and nobody went to get it. And they said, well, yeah, hit the code button. They told the secretary to hit the code button, you know. And she said, which button is that? Unbelievable. And what I'm saying is, what you have talked about with American students in the Baltimore swamp is like if that student graduated and were in this clinic situation. Unbelievable. Can you imagine being so proud of your child marching across the stage with cap and gown and saying, mine got a 0.13. What'd yours get? And was ranked in that top half of the class. Can you imagine? That's why your packages are packed wrong. That's why there's no packing in the boxes. That's why you get the wrong things. That's why they're damaged when you order things online. It's unbelievable. This is what we're dealing with. And it's going to get worse. How can it possibly get better when these people are the ones to train the next group? Captain John, have I lost my mind or are we in sync?
Yeah, well, like I say, the Communist Manifesto was there to destroy the Western countries. And all I can say is they have done a fantastic job. And I don't know a way of getting around this, because once you have these people indoctrinated, it is nearly impossible to get them unindoctrinated. And the third link there is kind of related. World IQ 82, and this is a study that is, you know, trying to you put an equivalency on the scores between countries. And if you look at the chart he came up with, the country with the highest average IQ is Japan with a 107. The top six countries are all in Asia: Japan, Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, China, and South Korea. You get down the United States, there are 25 countries in the world with an average IQ higher. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4 that are tied with us. So Belgium, the United States, Norway, and Sweden all come in with an average IQ of 97. And not only does that mean we have a poorly educated populace, we have a populace that probably does not have enough mental capacity to be educated well. And I will say that those in our broadcast classroom probably do not rank in that area, otherwise they wouldn't be here.
I'm looking at the chart, Captain John Reagan. Japan, number one, Taiwan, two, Singapore, three, Hong Kong, four, China, five, and South Korea, six. Belarus, seven, Finland, eight, Liechtenstein, nine, Germany, 10. Now, if you think about automobiles and you think about manufacturing, Japan, Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, China, and South Korea, they're going to eat our lunch. They make the automobiles, they make the electronics, they make the optics, you know, like physical optics, microscopes, lenses, etc. Machines. We're in a lot of trouble. With an IQ, average IQ of 88 in the United States. Now let's talk about what that really means. You have to have an IQ of about 70 to just not wet your pants, literally, Captain John.
And then we also have the other linchpin of Western society, which is Christianity. And I will even extend that to the Jews that are faithful Jews. You know, they're obedient to the God of Abraham. Well, there was an incident that happened in Congress, and I put a link there dated February 26th, where Congressman Jerry Nadler proclaims that God's will is no concern of this Congress, and there is the link to the video there so you can get the whole thing in context. So Congressman Nadler is, of course, a Democrat from New York, and I looked up his Wikipedia page, and as a young man, he studied God's law, the Torah and the Talmud, and then he ended up going and getting a law degree, which we have a lot of people in Congress with law degrees. The president and vice president also have law degrees. And when you get a law degree, you are not talking about God's law. You're talking about the other guy's law. And that's part of the reason this country is in such bad shape. And every time I see a picture of Jerry Nadler, he looks to be a very unhappy man. And I don't know if it's because he's been lying to himself for so long, because having studied what God's law was, he's now actively opposing God's will. And, you know, we've covered other things that the Democrats have done, like booing God at the Democratic National Convention. All their actions are so counter to what we're taught as Christians. And, you know, I've said before on the show, some of these, you know, may well be Satanists that are lying that that they're Christian or Jewish. But we also have the possibility that these are deceived Christians or deceived Jews. And it doesn't really matter which it is, because the outcome you get is about the same. And it's not that the other Christians are good Christians. They're just deceived in different ways.
Captain John Reagan, I just did a search on Congressman Jerry Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R. And here's what I came up with. This is nadler.house.gov about dash Jerry. Quote, and these are not my words. Quote, as representative of the largest and most diverse Jewish community in any congressional district in the United States, Congressman Nadler has also been an outspoken leader against anti-Semitism and continues to lead a variety of efforts to stymie the growing anti-Zionist, anti-Jewish rhetoric and campaigns which seek to delegitimize Israel on the world stage. End quote. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, class, the website that I was quoting from, those were not my words. Those are from Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R, .house.gov. It's a government website. That is his webpage. That's what he is saying about him. Okay? Back to you, Captain John Reagan.
Okay. One last article to talk about from today's resources. I've entitled it Manufactured Spies. This will harken back to the days we used to talk regularly about spy tech. And I don't know what's more disturbing about this, what China did or what our government did. If you click into the link, the headline is China has been spying on American computer systems through compromised chips, actually compromised circuit boards. Specifically, and this article is talking about super microcomputers. They found an extra chip on the board, which was phoning home, not to Supermicro, but to China. And what our government did, instead of doing anything about it, warning people, they wanted to watch it to get an idea of what they were doing to try and figure out countermeasures. So, and at least when they do it this way, putting an extra chip on the motherboard, it's somewhat easy if somebody examines the board and finds that there's a chip there that's not supposed to be. But keep in mind, they're also manufacturing chips. So if they manage to change the design of a chip that would incorporate the logic that's in the chip they inserted on the board, then that logic would be, you know, a part of a chip that's supposed to be there, and that would be much, much more difficult to detect. So the tech warfare that's going on, the spying that's going on, is at a level above what most people know what's going on. And, you know, as we transition into talking about our supposed future according to the World Economic Forum, just the amount of surveillance of ordinary life is a part of that. So I'll let you...
Captain John, I've got a couple comments. I used to be a computer jockey. Back in the 1990s, the very best motherboards or mainboards, sometimes they're called mainboards, sometimes they're called motherboards, that'd be the largest circuit board in a personal computer. That board that would house the central processing unit, the memory sockets, the bus for the video cards, etc. That board, the very best ones you could buy were made in the United States. The second best were made in Japan. The third best were made in Taiwan. Then, and I have a Super Micro brand motherboard with a twin Pentium processor. It was made in the United States of America. I still have it. I still have the box, the instructions, the whole Magilla. Well, what happened was motherboards, the manufacturing was shifted in the 90s toward Taiwan. So then there were no U.S. manufactured motherboards. The best ones were made in Japan. Then the second best were made in Taiwan. And then what happened was that Japan got phased out. Then the best ones were made in Taiwan, and the second best were made in China. Now, they only come from China. That's what's happened. So, if you have a computer, the odds are that you have a China-manufactured motherboard, period. Captain John, that's the truth.
Yeah, and what's scarier is how many of those types of chips end up in weapon systems. And beyond that, how many of those types of chips end up in the network infrastructure?
Let's say it this way. We launch a missile and we go, whoa, it's doing a U-turn. How about that? Or my Tesla took off. I can't find it. And it won't come back home. How about that? How about the shortage of chips that we're finding, integrated circuits, multiprocessors? We can't seem to get enough of them for these new cars, and they require them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurting Americans need their COVID-19 stimulus money now. But Washington, D.C. is extremely divided, and this will in no way come out appeasing both sides. Senate clerks were told to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The Senate vote was 50-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris falling in line with her party. The bill will go back to the House to approve changes made by the Senate and could go to a final vote this weekend. Financial experts say if passed, your children and grandchildren will be on the hook to pay this money back. China's leaders used the opening of the annual Legislative Assembly, the National People's Congress, to unveil proposed rules that will weaken the pro-democratic opposition in Hong Kong. They set a goal of at least 6% GDP growth this year and announced a major rise in military spending. Thanks for listening, and TGIF. We are USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Major earthquakes have been popping off around New Zealand. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
Multiple powerful earthquakes off the coast of New Zealand triggered a tsunami warning, according to scientists. The largest, an 8.1 magnitude earthquake, was recorded at 8:30 a.m. near the Kermadec Islands region. They're located 500 to 600 miles just northeast of New Zealand's North Island. Tsunami warnings were issued on the island's western coast and on the eastern coast around the Great Barrier Island. Earlier, a 7.3 magnitude quake struck about 90 miles east of the Bay of Plenty. New Zealand's National Emergency Management Agency issued a tsunami warning that spanned from Cape Runway to Tolga Bay and advised residents to evacuate. They said that evacuation orders override the COVID-19 restrictions in affected areas and that residents should leave if advised to do so. Several aftershocks with magnitudes between 4.5 and 5.3 followed the initial earthquake.
The 8.1 quake just missed being the strongest ever in the area. Going back to 1885, the Wairarapa measured 8.2. 14 games are scheduled as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern, with a couple of games Friday night. The Diamondbacks versus the Reds and the Giants versus the Padres both start in the 8 o'clock hour Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it. I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Today you've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
BC,
for
2 seconds, start.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, I'm still stuck. I'm without words thinking about the average IQ of the American at 88. No wonder people watch sitcoms on TV. No wonder they go to fast food joints to eat out. No wonder because they're not smart enough to get out of their own way. Average IQ of 88? I learned that the average IQ when I was growing up was 100, plus or minus 10. So 90 to 110. 88, that's 12 points lower. So in my lifetime, it sounds like the average IQ is declined like 12%. Am I right, John, or am I confused?
Well, let's also look at some of the other things that have gone on during that time. Of course, the mercury fillings have been used for quite some time, going back to even before I was born. I remember I was a very young boy when they put fluoride in the water supply. And one of these days I'm going to put up the link to the American Dental Association website where they have a propaganda piece on fluoride. And it talks about how the benefits of fluoride come from the topical application, and that when you, their thought process is, you consume the water and you build up enough concentration of fluoride in your saliva that it coats the teeth. Well, if you have that much fluoride in your body, what's it doing to the rest of your body, including your brain, because fluoride is a neurotoxin? And you know, we've got more recent studies showing that it lowers IQ. And the other thing that I hope we get a chance to talk about today are the omega-6s, specifically linoleic acid, which is primarily from seed oils, commonly called vegetable oils. And these also damage the brain, as well as when you're talking about things like soy and, getting beyond that, things like phthalates and other endocrine disrupting chemicals found in plastics. It's no wonder we have mental and sexual problems that we didn't have 50 and 60 years ago. And there's no easy answer or fix to these.
Yeah, please continue.
Okay, let me just briefly talk about the two videos I put on today's list. Just in case we run out of time and don't get a chance to talk about linoleic acid. In the post I did on February 19th, I included two videos about that that were over 4 hours long total. And I watched those again on Tuesday so I could make show notes. And I found this video Wednesday, which is a 39-minute video, the last five of which are question and answer. So in 34 minutes, Chris Kenobi, he's an ophthalmologist who was, I think, originally researching age-related macular degeneration and was looking at the nutrition aspects of that, and what he uncovered, not only affects the eyes, it also affects the rest of your health. And what he covers in those 34 or 35 minutes is more material than was in that 2 hour and 15 minute interview that was done. So it's a very, very fast paced bit of information. You can't multitask while watching this, or you just plain miss out. It's bang, bang, bang. It's very well done. This is a presentation he did back in 2019. And I just started finding out about how bad linoleic acid is about 6 months ago. So a lot of this information isn't well known even in health. People that are somewhat up to date on health and wellness. And as far as our doctors go, they're years, if not decades, behind. And let me just comment on the last video, and I'll let you make comments on this. How one GMO nearly took down the planet. This is an 8-minute video of Jeffrey Smith talking about how they developed this GMO. It was a bacteria that would convert plants into alcohol, thought being that they'd take all this plant waste, convert it into alcohol for fuel. And I think they were just days or weeks away from releasing this outside the lab into the real world. when he walked into the lab and all the plants that were in the lab were mush. This GMO had broken down all the plants. And if that had been released, it would have spread, within just a few years. And we would we've had a plant apocalypse, which that's the basis of so much of the food chain, of course. And we wouldn't be here now. So thankfully, that crisis was averted. But when you think about how many other GMO things that are happening, vaccine, cough, that are going on that we don't know what the ultimate results are. And unfortunately, there's researchers worldwide doing this type of stuff. China's one of the big ones, and they're not always as careful as the United States labs are, but even in the United States, it can be pretty scary. Vincent?
I'm still stuck on this IQ thing, and I'm and how dumb people are because they're just not paying attention. So I looked up the average IQ for a farmer. Gosh, I can't believe it. It's small farmers, which is what I would be called, a small farmer. Average size farm in Missouri is around 240, 50, 230 acres, something like that. And that's what the size of our farm is, 241 acres. So we're considered a small farmer. And the average IQ for a small farmer is 96, which means average, okay? Because 90 to 110 would be considered average, 100 would be in the middle. Well, below that, at the absolute bottom, would be unskilled workers and factory packers and sorters. So an unskilled laborer would be an average IQ of 90, and a factory packer and sorter would be 85. Now, I've got some problems because with this chart, because it says policemen have an average IQ of 108. Okay, that's average. Salesmen, 114. Really, I don't know salesmen that are all that great. Cashiers are 116. Clerks, a general clerk, 118. A senior clerk is still 118. A nurse is 119. Now, when you think about that, a nurse would be like one IQ point higher than a clerk. That's pretty scary stuff. An educational administrator, IQ of 122. Now, my dad was an educational administrator, and that falls in with his IQ based on what he was tested at, because he had to be at 120 to be a 90-day wonder in World War II. So you had to test, and if you're above 120, you could be 120 or higher, you could be, a sergeant, for example. Did your father do the same thing, Captain John? I know both of our dads were in the Pacific. But did your father go for that 90-day wonder school?
I doubt it. He had enlisted in the Army during the Great Depression, and then after Pearl Harbor, he joined the Marines.
Okay.
So he was an NCO.
Okay. Did he ever mention Luzon in the Philippines? Did he go there?
He was at Bataan.
Okay.
So I don't know what he did before that, but obviously once he was at Bataan and on the Bataan Death March, he ended up spending the rest of the war in the POW camp.
Maybe your dad and my dad met, because my dad was there for the liberation. Then going on up, engineers are at 125, accountants at 119 to 128, lawyers 128, physicians and surgeons 128 near the top, professors and researchers 131 to 134. So what we're talking about, as far as I can tell, is the average farmer with an IQ of 96. It's awful. I thought farmers had a higher IQ than that on average, because you've got to know about mechanics, electrical, biology, chemistry. To be a farmer, you got to know a lot about a lot. I'm quite shocked at this chart I'm reading. But I do understand why people are lazy, because our IQ is dropping. And I think it's easy to be lazy if you're not very smart, because you don't know enough to know the difference. Would you agree with that, John? If you have a very low IQ, you don't really want to do anything, because what do you know how to do?
Well, you kind of think of IQ as like horsepower. You know, the more horsepower you have, the more you can accomplish. And when you don't have enough, there's obviously some things that are going to be difficult to impossible to do. And, you know, I've talked about how back when I was in college, which was, you know, way back in the 70s, Calculus 1 and Calculus 2 were freshman-level math courses. Calculus 3 was a sophomore-level course. A few years ago, I was looking at the course catalog at the very same university I went to. Now Calculus 1 and Calculus 2 are sophomore-level classes, and Calculus 3 is a junior-level class. And it's not that calculus has changed or gotten any harder. It's that the students are now less capable. I hope that was a polite way of saying it.
Yeah, yeah, and I got to tell you, I took calculus, but I did not find it easy. I really didn't. So maybe I'm down there in the 96 group with small farmers.
I was one of those people. You know, math and science were my usual easy A courses. Mm-hmm. It was English and history that if I made above a C, it was a good semester. When I had a good young brain, the first time I applied for grad school, you know, I had to take the GRE. And on the quantitative portion, I scored a 790 out of 800. So that's well into the 99th percentile, which still means there's a few million people in the world better than me. But, you know, that's not shabby.
Not shabby at all. And that's why you're a senior USA Prepares instructor. Because you're bright, you're energetic, and you don't stop. And you dig deep. And then when you've dug really deep, you keep going and dig deeper. John, when we come back, what's next on the blackboard?
We're going to start talking about the Great Reset.
Great. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. Captain John Reagan's next. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John, the Great Reset. Please tell us about it.
I really didn't understand how bad this was until I saw a video from George Gammon, which is one of the videos I have linked on the February 19th resources page. The Great Reset, which is a 47-minute video, and Digital SDRs, which is a 42-minute video, will explain to you not conjecture about what's planned. It is what the agenda is for us peons. I've included three links on February 19th for this, WEF, the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, so you have a direct link to their website. I've got an article that originated from Mises Organization, The World in 2030, according to the WEF, so if you can't sit down and watch the video, you can at least read that write-up about it. And not quite about the SDR, but somewhat related, the International Monetary Fund, about what your new credit score would be based on. So what is the Great Reset? Well, one, you know, and we've talked about what's been going on financially. It's unsustainable, and eventually it has to crash. Well, and I really, looking back at it now, I believe this was the agenda all along. You leave no alternatives because it's kind of like physics. You know, if you were driving a car towards the edge of a cliff, there comes a point, it doesn't matter how hard you step on the brakes, how hard you know, turn the steering wheel, how sharply, that momentum is going to take you off the edge of the cliff. And financially, I really believe we went beyond the edge of the cliff already, and we're in that Wile E. Coyote moment where you're just waiting for gravity to take hold and continue on with the fall. But I'll put us out of that second link that has the article. The World Economic Forum summarizes the 8 predictions in the following statements. 1, people will own nothing. Goods are either free of charge or must be lent from the state. 2, the United States will no longer be the leading superpower, but a handful of countries will dominate. 3, organs will not be transplanted but printed. 4, meat consumption will be minimalized. 5, massive depletion of people will take place with billions of refugees. 6, to limit the emission of carbon dioxide, a global price will be set at an exorbitant level. 7, people can prepare to go to Mars and start a journey to find alien life. 8, Western values will be tested to the breaking point. And by Western values, they're talking about Christianity and freedom, the basis of the United States, which is no longer our basis, unfortunately. So we're not going to be able to launch into that till we get back from the top of the hour break. But I will point out on the World Economic Forum website, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, they have a link down there called Our Partners. And I don't suggest doing this while we're on the air, but you go into there and there's so many of them. It's broken down by alphabet group. Big tech names are there, but it's well beyond tech and banking. AARP, I'm looking at the A's, is one of them. Adobe Systems, AIG, AstraZeneca, ADP. The people that are in bed with the World Economic Forum, it's just an overwhelming amount. And before you get too darn depressed about all that, I do have a way, I believe, we can throw a monkey wrench into that, and we'll talk about that next hour as well. Vincent?
Yeah, I'd like to have you share with our class some of these partners and who they really are, and they're in the categories of sustainable development, decarbonizing energy, healthy futures, climate change. It all sounds really kind of nice, doesn't it? It really does. Apple's in there.
They really care about us.
Yeah. And Apple's the company that encouraged people to download the latest operating system that drained the battery, the non-replaceable battery, the one that you have to bring your phone to the Apple store or to a technician to get the case opened up to replace the battery. Those are the guys, Apple, those are the guys who reportedly swindled their customer base into making your customers buy new phones because, well, they just couldn't hold the charge very well anymore. That's Apple, headed by a homosexual, Tim Cook. Yep. Look it up. An openly proud homosexual CEO of Apple Computer, Tim Cook. And so, how do you trust people like that? Obviously, look at what they did with their operating system to con you into buying new phones. You can't trust them. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.